Blog Talk Radio.
Time is taking flight. Now we have to tell if it's worth the fight.
Hello and welcome to a Monday edition of the Weekly Conversation, folks. I'm your host, the man with the mic. I tell you what, man, what a conversation we got. It's going to be, this whole world is nuts, man. You know, we had a meeting with a realtor this weekend. We're looking at houses, man. I want to get into the deceptiveness of photos. I also want to get into, one of my good friends, her mom died 60 years old. I want to get into a little bit about that because, wow. You'll understand what I mean when I get into it. Nikki Haley is supposedly still in the race. They're basically like, I mean, we're not even talking 20 minutes. I didn't think the poll, Trump won. I mean, in her home state, she can't even win. She's done. At least Walter Mondale won his state. You know, I'm Nikki Haley, and I'm going to win. Yeah, Trump's going to clinch the nomination, dude. Like, what the heck? I still think that they're like, oh, we're going to get Trump out and you'll be the default candidate. No one wants you. I would almost want Chris Christie over her. And that says a lot because they both suck. $100,000 reward is being offered for a man who's being claimed the fake mailman. Yeah, they're offering $100,000 reward if you can help find this fake mailman. Police, New York City duo tried to smuggle fentanyl-soaked court documents into jail. Yeah. That's why a lot of places don't allow any outside anything in, because they figured out how to do that stuff. California judge upholds transgender notification ban on critical race theory in local school districts. That and so much more. So welcome to the conversation. I hope you feel a part of. Don't forget this.
Hey, Shane here. And Shane. Come on. All right. We're the founders of the worshipinitiative.com, and we're here at the studio, and we just love to pour into worship leaders and their teams, and nothing gets us more excited than saying and singing the word of God.
That's right.
Let's read it.
So what a privilege to give you the verse of the day today, which comes from Psalm 56, verse 3. When I'm afraid, I put my trust in you. That's simple. But that is a resounding cry through the scriptures. When I'm afraid, I put my trust in you. I think of King Jehoshaphat in 2 Chronicles when this great horde is coming to get him. And he says, I don't know what to do, but I put my eyes on you. And I think of Job, it says, though you slay me, yet I will put my hope in you. And I think of David over and over again, who says, when I'm afraid, I put my trust in you. Even though I'm in the valley of the shadow of death, I'm going to be okay because you're with me. And if you really believe that God is with you, if you believe that you're God's son or God's daughter, then can I just say, you're going to be okay. In fact, your future is so bright in him. And so you can say today, the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. His goodness and mercy, they're going to be right beside me, even in the valley of the shadow of death. And me and my family are there in this season, clinging to him. You know why? We don't have it. I don't have the goods to walk into the day and do the things, but he does. So I can say, even when I'm afraid, I put my hope in you. So be encouraged to put your hope in him today.
Think about that as you're going through your day-to-day, and thank you so much for tuning in. And got news that a good friend of mine, her mom passed away, and this weekend was going to be the funeral. And when you sit there, I remember, I think, I don't know if I told this story or not, but when we basically, I went to Nova Scotia, Canada, for the 250th Siege of Louisbourg, where France lost its final holdings in North America, and they had like a tri-level bar. First floor was a pub. Second floor was like a martini bar, and then this fine dining restaurant. We had this fine dining restaurant, ate there, and I'm like, yeah, I'm coming back down because I can drink. I'm going to order something to drink. Because I wasn't 21, but in Canada, you could at 19. Touchdown scoring payday. And I'm like, wondering, you guys don't look like you're from around here. I'm like, yeah, we're from a little old town in Indiana in America called Lafayette. Who's heard of this place? That wouldn't happen to be where Purdue University is, would it? Well, sure. I had a buddy that went to Purdue University, and he rattled off a name, and my buddy goes, I had a roommate named so-and-so. He goes, you wouldn't happen to be John Howland, would you? And it was, they, wow. And it just showed you how small the world is. And, you know, when you sit there, I'm like, that's, Natalia, that's your mom? I've known, I knew her. I knew, you know, you sit there and, like, when you realize that, oh, I've known Natalia for a very, very, very long time, and I've also known her mom and never realized it. And, you know, it's just one of those things that, you know, and she always lit up the room. And that's why I always tell people, enjoy life. Tomorrow's not, she was 60 years old. Tomorrow's not guaranteed. Live your life. Enjoy your life. And there you go. I gave to God what was God's, and I gave to Caesar what was Caesar's, because did taxes. Oh, it's fun. I actually got some, I should have held off, and I took in 1,000 of these illegals. How do I claim them? That'd be funny to call up the IRS and say, I've got 1,000 of these illegals that are border jumpers. Yeah, I'm claiming them as I'm their dependent. How do I get my tax credit? How would they verify that? How would they? Yeah, they come and go as they want to. You know, during the day, usually they're wandering around. Yeah, I can't control them. Come and go. I don't know if their name's real, whatever. But imagine the tax return you have. Call up. Yeah, these border jumpers, I got like 1,000 of them. I'm going to claim them all. I'm their dependent. Well, there was a thing several years ago in Indiana where this one house had like a crap load of tax returns at this one house, and this guy was red flagging every return. It's nuts. But hey. And they didn't do anything about it. And like, yeah, this person's, and these people were claiming, the same kid was getting claimed 6 and 7 times. And they were getting $20,000 returns. I'm like, heck, if they can do it, I can claim. Yep, Governor Whitmer. Okay, if I take these people, if I take 1,000 of these people in my home, how do I claim them as dependents? I mean, because I'm sure they don't have documentation or papers, and I'm getting a child tax credit for all of them. I'm like a $100 million tax return. You know what the heck? But you know, like I was telling one of my Christian brothers at work, I'm like, you know, I gave to Caesar what was Caesar, and gave to God what was God's. I'm working on that right now. Just, what's that all about? I'm paying my taxes. And you know, that's a funny way to think about it, you know? Because, of course, when you give to Caesar what Caesar's, so you give the government money, paying your taxes, then you give to God what's God, and you take 10%, and you give 10%. And God always provides. But, you know, me and my wife were looking at getting a house, and it's amazing how much these houses are selling, like, so fast. And, like, oh, these photos don't do it justice, because the guy that was checking this out, he was looking the other day at a house near where we live, like about 35, 40 miles away. And he's like, yeah, photos look great. And you go up there, and there's a room in the second floor where there's no floor, where it's just like the solid joists. And if you weren't paying attention, you would literally fall through and then go through the ceiling and bang. My dad's an architect and stuff, so when I find a house that I like, I'm going to have him check it out. But what's funny is, you know, when you go into these houses, you don't need an inspector to know these things. There ain't no way the one house, the electrical was even up to code. There was wires everywhere sticking out of the breaker box. I'm like, how is this even? And then the realtor told me, he goes, I bet it was $50,000 to get the electrical all rewired and up to, I mean, because half the outlets, they were like bent in. It's almost like they have the outlet plug connected and wired, but it's not really like solid to the wall. It's just kind of like hanging out. And if it's a live wire, Lord help you. If you touch that thing, boom. I've accidentally done that before. Yes, live. Whew. I remember my dad one time working on something. I'm like, dude, be careful, it's live. I'm like, what the heck are you doing? You just, I got, I don't know what I'm doing. Dad, you don't work live. I guess my dad does. My dad works, dude, I always shut everything. I don't care. I don't care if, I'm like shutting the light off, turning the electrical off. I've been zapped before, no fun. But, you know, it's like, yeah, when I need him to look at the thing, trust me, I will. Trust me. But, yeah, it's fun. The first two places are like, oh, man, just funny. I'm like, did you ever see the movie with Tom Hanks and Shelley Long, The Money Pit? Yeah, these were like The Money Pit, but you could tell it was, I mean, like the photos don't do it justice, because the photo, I'm like, wow. Yeah, we're probably going to have to, maybe about $10,000 to help get the place up to snuff. I'm down with that, you know. $10,000-$15,000 max, you know, we'll get the little bit that needs to be done, touched up. Wrong. I mean, the one house we went into is so small. I mean, like, okay, I think, like, they tried to raise the ceiling because there was, like, an exposed pipe. And I'm not kidding you. If you ever see the ceiling fans and they have, like, the lights, and then these have, like, that, like, the glass, like, little flowery thing around the outside of it, and inside that there's a socket where you put the light bulb. If they would have had those on there, I'd have been knocking those things with my head, probably busting them. I mean, I had to be careful I didn't hit the light bulbs. Like this, I mean, they had these like little like half circle archways that you walked under, and I almost would hit them. Like the house was built for someone way back in the day, like in the 50s when it was built, it was very short. But it had, like, some of the original doors. And, like, I mean, I bet you a lot of the stuff in there was original. Like, it hadn't been touched. Like, a lot of the floorboards and stuff and everything in the house, I don't think that thing's been updated except for the little bit of the kitchen. And I think they got way in over their head, you know. But what's crazy is, supposedly interest rates are skyrocketed. Everything's skyrocketed. But guess what? Don't worry, folks. They're selling like hotcakes. DOM in 2023, where I'm from, DOA or TOA is time on market or days on market. You're talking 19 days. And my wife will see a sale pending on a house as soon as the sign is put out. You know, so it's just crazy. But huh. You know, we live in a world, I mean, this whole world's crazy. I'm Nikki Haley. Trump in my home state was basically declared the winner before we even, they announced the tally. I mean, they could have given it to him without even having the primary. They don't have to count votes, and they know Trump would have gotten it. I'm staying in it. I can't even win my home state because I'm so bad, but I'm going to stay in it. Somebody had to have taken Nikki Haley and said, hey, we're guaranteed we're going to get Trump out, and you're going to be the default nominee. I would take Chris Christie at this point over Nikki Haley, and I wouldn't want Chris Christie to save my life. I mean, that's the only possible explanation that she's staying in there is she has been guaranteed some amount of money that if she that they're going to get Trump out, and don't worry, we're getting Trump out, and then you're going to be the default nominee. Lord help us, because no one wants her. It's crazy how Biden is capable enough of, competent enough to run this country, but he's so far gone that he doesn't even know what day it is. He can't even stand trial for the documents that he had in his possession. Yeah, the classified documents. Remember that? Yeah, he's so mentally gone that he can't even stand trial on that. The Ron Jeremy case recently, where he's so far gone with dementia that they say he can't stand trial for these women that accuse him of doing what he did to him. He can't because he's not in his right mind. Doesn't know what he's doing. Biden's not mentally capable of. He can't even remember being vice president. He doesn't even remember being vice president, but he's running the country. He's never run the country from day one. When they had those documents, what am I signing? No, you sign right here. And if you listen to the audio very clearly on day one, what am I even signing? He's asking what he's signing. And there's no, you need to sign right here. And he's not asking where to sign. He's, what am I signing? And Nancy Pelosi just shoving this stuff in front of him. Okay, we need to collapse this nation. The only way this country can be going in the direction it's going is if it's on purpose. This country is falling apart. Even my niece, Robin, can tell, wait a minute, I used to pay this. She can even tell how bad the prices are going. It's only going to get worse. It's only going to get worse, folks. But don't worry, I'm from the government, and I'm here to help. I'm Uncle Sam, and I'm here to help. Don't worry. I'm here. Hello, folks. I'm Joe Biden, and we're going to, I'm the press secretary, and we're going to do inflation relief checks. We're going to give every person $20,000 in inflation relief checks to help you out with the inflation. You're going to spend more money causing more inflation to help us out with the inflation we have? In fact, these people, I want replications. Yeah, they think about the money that they're going to get with the replications based off of what they're going to get. Well, look, I'm going to get $10,000. Well, if everyone gets $10,000, let me tell you, by the time everyone gets that and the inflation kicks around, that $10,000 is going to be worth about $2,000. I'm willing to take more out of my paycheck to give health care for everyone. I'm not. How dare you? Excuse me? How dare me? If they can pass a stimulus bill, the economic stimulus bill, we're going to spend $42 trillion to fix the road. Then why do I pay a rubber tax, an air tax, a tire tax, a seatbelt tax, a windshield tax, and that all goes to fix the roads? Well, if I'm taxed, these all these things that the money's supposed to go to fix the roads, what do you have to do a stimulus package to fix the roads? And if you want to have health care taken care of, why don't they just spend more money? Just spend another $1 trillion. Maybe I should do what the government's doing and try to spend my way out of debt. That's right, folks. I'm using my credit card and I'm going to spend my way out of debt. It's working for the government. It's got to work for me. That's not how this world works. Trump is a racist man. If I'm racist because I voted for Trump, then if you support Biden, then you're a pedophile. No, I'm not. Yes, you are. You're a pedophile. Who can play that game? Trump is evil. Biden is so great. Name one of his accomplishments. Oh, there's too many to name. Well, we don't want too many. We just want one. Name one thing Joe Biden's done that's great. Well, there's just too many. I can't even name it. Like, I hate Trump. What has he done that you don't like? Too many things. I can't list any of them. Just give us one. No, I don't want to talk to you anymore. Yeah, because you don't know. Because you're just told to hate Trump. You got a text. And you're being paid to go out there. You don't know. This one guy actually, he goes, is it the fact that on day one he stopped our energy independence by banning drilling and fracking and all this stuff to get fuel and natural gases from here? Well, those things are dangerous. I support electric cars. Well, yeah, your electric car runs off of natural gas, fossil fuels, clean coal. Yeah, no, it runs off of electricity. You're so stupid. Well, and he's like, well, where do you think the electricity comes from? 90% of the electricity produced to drive those electric cars comes from coal, natural gas, and fossil fuels. Dumbass. It's like those people that sat there and they're like, they went to this guy and they said, Trump's racist. No, Joe Biden, no, he's not. Joe Biden said, if you have to decide whether you're voting for me or Trump, then you ain't black. Joe Biden never said that, and when they showed the video, huh? He couldn't believe it because, yeah, that's what's going on. I didn't know. You know, it's funny. You have a lady staying in the Republican nomination race when she can't even win her home state. At least when Walter Mondale took on Reagan, he won his home state.
That's the only state he won.
Yeah, but at least he won his home state. I'll tell you later. But yeah, it's
federal.
Yeah, after that's state? After. I'll tell you.
Okay. Tell me later.
But it's just funny. I mean, you have a lady that, I mean, I guarantee, and I've talked about this, that someone's paying her to say, like, because why would you, if you can't win your home state, why would you even stay in it? I guarantee you, she's been guaranteed that, oh, we're going to get Trump out, and you're going to be the default nominee. Huh? Okay. I mean, she's owned by BlackRock.
The Koch brothers don't support her anymore.
Huh?
She lost the support of the
Koch
brothers.
Huh.
You know that, right?
Yeah. But officials are wanting your help. I'm going to move on. $100,000 reward offered for help busting a fake Chicago mailman. I wonder how much information they have on him. Hey, what's up, man? I turn you in. We split the money. 50-50? What you talking about, man? But officials are asking Chicagoans to help identify a fake mailman who has been accused of making pretend rounds in the city's downtown area. Authorities with the United States Postal Inspector Service are offering a $100,000 reward to the person who assists them in finding, arresting, and convicting the suspect. CWP Chicago reported. That's cool. On the weekends, go up there and hunt for the guy. It's him. I know he is. Tell him we'll split the money 50-50, and then once he's locked up, keep it all for yourself. Oh, they have a photo of him, so yeah. I mean, I'm surprised with the photo that they have that they can't do some sort of facial recognition thing and find out at least who he is and then try to track him that way. But yeah, he's got like a hat and jacket and everything, so... Yeah, it's going to be fun. To see if they catch this guy, you know. Oh, yeah. Good, though, you know, when you think about it, you know, that this is getting national attention, and they're like, hey, $100,000 reward, because I don't know, they don't really say what he's done. I mean, they say like he was going rounds. I don't know if he was actually like, I don't, because it kind of sounds like they think he's like going into mailboxes and acting like he's getting mail but taking mail. Going to be interesting to see what happens, because that's what it sounds like. He's really taking funds, you know, like mail and stuff like that. So it'll be interesting to see what happens to the guy. Got about 32 minutes left in the program, folks. A New York City duo tried to smuggle fentanyl-soaked court documents into jail. I've heard that you can take like certain drugs and you can put them on a birthday card, and that's why they don't even allow, like, even anything like that. Like, even papers are scrutinized. They even, like, take parts of the paper, and they'll, like, drug test the paper in general. You know? Or what they'll do is they'll take a picture, or they'll photocopy it to give someone a letter, and then they'll test the whole thing to make sure it doesn't test positive for drugs. Well, here's a copy of it, you know? I mean, it's ingenious what they try to do, court documents, because who's going to think court documents? So it's going to be interesting to see what goes on with there. It's going to be interesting. I mean, when you sit there, like, okay, wait a minute here. Let me see here. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. You know, it used to be like, let's sneak a nail file in the cake and this and that. And, you know, and I've heard that they do that. They soak. They'll take all kinds of stuff, like cocaine, and they'll liquefy it, and they'll... There you go. Get someone on this, and then you eat the piece of the thing, and it's coke. You know, Biden's approval rating is at an all-time low of 38%. Lord help that. I don't know how anyone supports him. I don't know how anyone can think he's doing a great job. Don't worry, folks. It's fine. Alcohol sales are up, probably. Why not? Drink away. Ooh, I'm drinking my life away. Hoping for a better day. No, I'm praying my life away. You know, but, you know, I put my hope and faith and trust in God. And I didn't... Well, don't worry, folks. I'm here from the government. I'm here to help. Don't worry, folks. We're going to come up with... We're going to spend more of your... The government... Yeah, who's funding this? The government. Well, where are they getting the money from? The government's getting the money. Well, where's the government getting the money from? Oh, the printing press is printing it. Well, where's the printing press getting... It's okay, folks. It's fine. You're the government. Yeah. That's what you're the government. Yeah, if they want to spend more, if they take and do a stimulus bill, what do you think that comes out of? Your money. Your money. It's like these people that goes, look, man, look how much, man, if you could go back to 1959 and you buy like 25 Gibson Les Pauls at $200 back then, would have been a heck of a lot of money, and you keep them in like a secure place, you know how much money you would have? Not much. What do you mean? You know how much Gibson Les Pauls go for? You know how much $25,000 is in that inflation relief check or I don't know, replications check? That's a lot of money until everyone gets it, and then the inflation kicks in, and then that $25,000 because of inflation looks like about $10. Like when you watch those old Ponderosa commercials, come to Ponderosa for dollar steak night. That's right. Get a $2 T-bone steak with all-you-can-eat salad bar and baked potato. Just $2.99. $2.99 for a salad bar, a steak, T-bone, and a baked potato, and you can get all the veggies you want and spaghetti and pasta and all that stuff. $2.99. See those old commercials from like the 80s? Like, heck, the T-bone steak could be about $25 now. You want to add on the salad bar for an extra $50? Heck, you go to Taco Bell, and I'll get something for me and my wife, and it'll be like $20. Chips and cheese is $1 or something. For a little tiny microscopic bag of chips with a little nacho cheese sauce. You got to be kidding me. But don't worry, folks. It's okay. I'm from the government, and I'm here to help. Now, maybe we need to start putting our hope and faith and trust in Jesus Christ. You know, like my pastor said, are you willing to go to prison for your belief? Yes, sir. Sign me up. I'll go. I won't denounce God. Jesus ain't real. He's not. I know he's not. Because I'm a woke person that I've been programmed to know that I don't know what I am. I'm nine whatever I am. I'm whatever you want me to be. I'm nine fine whatever. Yeah, no, I'm opposite gender speak. What that means is whatever you call me, I'm automatically the opposite gender, so you're always offending me, so I'm going to sue you. I just want to move to Michigan just so I can, you misgendered me. Well, you can never gender me properly because I'm going to say I'm the opposite of whatever you call me. You know, I want her thrown in prison. Yeah, can I sue her? Because I need money, man. I want, like, you know, call Sam. I want millions. Yeah, I got misgendered, and I got $10 million. Thanks, Sam. That's what you're going to see next. Hello, folks. Welcome to the law offices of Woke and Woke. Were you misgendered? And do you need millions? We'll help get you the money you deserve. Did you go to that convenience store and that clerk totally misgendered you and you were totally like taken out and you're like, you know, you were like, you know, and you forgot your diapers and everything, you know, and well, we'll help get you the money you deserve because, you know, I mean, and they didn't even, and at that convenience store, they didn't have a safe space, a place for you to go with blankets and cocoa. I mean, come on. I mean, you know, I mean, this is not cool. I mean, how can you misgender me? Well, I can't tell what you are. I mean, now it's getting to the point where I don't want to say, like, when you see some, like, I don't know whether to call him a guy or a girl because they don't, he kind of looks like a she, but it's a, could be a he, I don't know. I'm just trying to label them their natural born gender. You know, if they were biologically a male when they came out, did they have a penis when they came out, or did they have a vagina using medical terminology? I'm not trying to What should I call them? What do I think they're a girl? Because I mean, no, I'm just trying to find out what they biologically are. I remember this one guy. They were this. I can be whatever. You can change your gender all you want to, but you can't change the color of your skin. I can't identify as black. And he goes, well, it's different. Okay, gender is genetic, and so is color. Now, if not you, how dare you? You're racist now. Because I want to identify as a black person? How is that racist? You're racist because, what? Well, I can be whatever I want to be except for a black person, because that makes no sense. Oh, you can change your gender and be whatever. You can be elephants, donkeys, giraffes, but if I want to be a black person, I can't. Oh, that's wrong. How dare you? I'm like, what do you mean? Don't worry, folks. I'm going to vote to get, if I'm president, we will have inflation relief checks.
We'll be back.
Okay. We're going to get inflation relief checks. Yay. And that's the problem. That's the problem with this nation. Everyone just thinks, oh, don't worry, just give me... That's what COVID showed. Don't worry. Inflation checks. Don't worry, everything's just going to be getting... Just don't worry. Just trust the government. Because I had so many people, man, did you get your check? Man, I'm waiting for my check. I'm like, I've worked. Granted, maybe not as many hours, but I didn't... Me and my wife did the live stream for the church, and we did this. And how dare you? That's not safe, man. You're trying to get me to go back to work, and it's not safe. I just want to sit at home and get a paycheck. I knew someone that's how they were. They just wanted to sit on their butt and collect a check. It's so not safe. What are you doing out here, then? You should be locked in your closet. But it's nice to see things starting to come to a change. California judge upholds transgender notification ban on critical race theory in local schools and districts. Because, you know, we're gonna sit there and we're gonna transition your kid, and you don't have to. The parents can't be notified. We're gonna do this stuff, and they can't be notified. We're gonna do that stuff, and you can't be notified. It's okay, folks. It's okay. We're going to inject your kid with all kinds of crap, and we don't have to notify you. And that's what you got to be as parents. You got to look into that stuff. Know what you're signing. Because some of that stuff in California, they can do whatever they want to with your kids, because you're basically signing them off to the schools. But that was the problem. We need to get the moms out of the house, because they're educating the kids, and we need to indoctrinate these kids. These parents are not going to indoctrinate these kids. I guarantee you 95% of parents are not going to sit there and shove this down their kids' throat. Hun, you're not. Hun, you're having major problems. I know you think it's... No, it's because she's growing up, and she's developing breasts, and she's growing hair down there, and she's having hormone changes and stuff because of the what a woman makes, the progesterone and estrogen, all these things are happening. It's not because she doesn't know what gender she is, or she thinks she's... It's not, folks. Don't worry, folks. It's okay. It's okay. It's nice to see judges stand there and say, sorry, folks. You have to notify parents that these kids want to transition. Where was this 20 years ago? Because this is being pushed on them. They're being indoctrinated. This has nothing to do with anything but forced indoctrination. Why do you think they tried to get, why do you think they had that war on women to get women out in the world? How dare you don't want a woman to work in the 1950s? Why? You know why I don't want women to work? Because the women, I'll tell you why, and it has nothing to do with sexism. Back when a woman was at, for the most part, at home, one income, could provide for a family of four a house, a car, and put two kids through college. Not savings, not loans. They would pay for the college. They wanted the moms in the workforce because they were educating the kids so that they could get them into schools where the government could indoctrinate them. Obama allowed these German families to come here and become citizens because they were tired of what the government in Germany was forcing their kids to learn, and they didn't agree with it. Now they're trying to make it okay. This is what you can't get a high school degree. I don't care if you're homeschooled. This is stuff they have to learn. Well, if it goes against your core values and core beliefs, sorry, folks. Don't worry, folks. It's okay. Only whites are racist. See, you know, it's going to be interesting as we go further through this stuff. You know, we got to put our hope and faith and trust in this world because, as I don't know if you saw this happen in Brussels, Belgium, water cannons were deployed by police in Brussels, Belgium against farmers driving their tractors in the streets to protest unfair prices and against imports from non-EU countries. They're starting to stand up against their government because they're trying to do stuff. Oh, the world's coming to an end. Yes, we need to stop farming altogether. That's right, folks. How dare you grow any plants or anything because it's going to destroy the environment. There are precious resources in the earth that are going to be damaged because you need to eat. How dare you want to eat? You need to stop eating. Because if you stop eating, you won't crap, you won't fart, you won't let carbon into the air. How dare you? How dare you? Farmers are going to kill us all. We're all going to die. Just like the vaccinated people are going to be killed by the unvaccinated because your precious vaccine is going to keep you only from getting the virus from the unvaccinated, no, from the vaccinated, because, you know, remember that whole scenario? I'm vaccinated. You're not. And you're going to kill me because since you're unvaccinated, you'll get the virus and spread it to me. Hey, how dare you? I can't believe it. I can't believe you want to farm. How dare you want to produce corn and wheat? How dare you? You ungrateful piece of you know what. This world's going to come to an end. We're all going to die because you think it's, oh, how dare, oh, I'm going to grow food. How dare you? I'm not eating anything because I'm going to save the planet. Even though my jacket and my pants and my shirt and everything are made from fossil fuels, you know, what do you think plastic comes from? We're going to take these plastic bottles from Coke and we're going to turn them into shirts. Yeah, polyester, what do you think it's made from? It's a plastic made from oil. I'm saving the earth by using an electric car. Oh, you mean the one that runs on the electricity from coal, natural gas, and fossil fuels? The thing you're against? Tell me again how you're... Oh, yeah. You're banning plastic straws to save the oceans, but the plastic bags, the plastic bottles, the plastic containers, everything that you buy comes in plastic. I could see if you're saying, okay, I'm against plastic straws, but I also want all the drinks to be in glass bottles. I want all the containers to be in glass. I want to eliminate plastics altogether. Then okay, then I can at least back you up because not only are you against plastic straws, you want to have all the beverages and sodas and waters in glass. You want to have all the containers in glass, like the ketchup, the mayo, the mustard, the pickle relish, anything. All in glass. Then I've got you. But when, oh, look, individual beef jerky in plastic. Gee. Man, that's cardboard. What are you talking about, buddy? Yeah, open up that cardboard thing of 25 sticks of beef jerky. They're all in little individual pieces of plastic. Nice try there, pal. Oh, don't worry, folks. You don't understand, man. We gotta save the oceans by getting rid of plastic straws, but everything else that the food comes in is plastic. Plastic. Yeah, we're gonna ban plastic bags to save the environment. Oh, but the 95% of everything else in the 99% of everything else in the store that comes in plastic, that's okay. I would love to do, I'm going to see if I can research that for Wednesday's show. How much of the grocery store products, like if you were to eliminate all plastics from a grocery store, what foods would be left? And I'm talking everything. I'm talking from like hot dogs, hamburgers. If there's plastic used in the processing of wrapping that, putting it on the shelf in any form, are the potato chips in a plastic bag? What would be left? How many foods can you buy that doesn't have any plastic in it at all? I mean, need to see what percentage is left. Because milk usually doesn't. Unless you get that bougie milk, as my wife calls. That's what my wife calls anything. Like if you're talking something fancy, that's all bougie. You're bougie. You're bougie. I like nice things. I just don't. I know what they go for. I know what it costs them to make, so I'm cheap. I like bougie things, but when it comes to paying for it, I'm Jewish because I know how much that stuff costs. When you know that they can give you a 40% discount at, like, Kohl's or whatever, and they're still making money. Yeah. What a conversation, folks. Don't worry, folks. Just trust in the government. Just keep trusting. Just trust them. Don't worry. Don't worry. They tax you for the taxes that you're taxed on. We got to tax the money that's already taxed to tax. Folks, I'm passing a stimulus bill to help fix the roads. Didn't they just pass a tire tax to fix the roads? I have to pay a $1 tire tax. So what's that going to if it's not going to fix the roads? And then when you question it, well, folks, the dollar tire tax isn't really actually adequately enough to fix the said roads. So this stimulus bill is going to actually go to give kickbacks to someone to help me get into the, to help fix the roads. No, it's not a kickback because I got help getting into the governor's mansion. Oops. Kidding. That's what it is. They keep spending money left and right through stimulus packages, but don't worry, folks. It's okay. Everything's fine. Don't worry. Trust us. We're just going to spend more money. Don't worry. Like those Gibson Les Paul guitars I started to talk about. Guess what? They're valuable because there's hardly any of them, and they're very good, and they're... Like this guy that, yeah, man, I heard these spacesuits go because they have like these like Air Force like fighter jet suits. Yeah, they did go for a lot of money a couple years ago. A crap ton of them got found recently. Huh? Yipper! You'd have been better off getting rid of them like 20 years ago because there weren't that many and they went for a lot more. But now that they've found the whole boatload of them, they're not worth that much anymore. Because the more there are, the less there are. Folks, welcome, welcome, welcome to the Common Sense part of the show, folks. Oh, yeah. Think for yourself, not for the government. I don't want to get into some Premier League news, folks. What do I think about what's going on with United? Because I want to move on. I want to get into some Premier League. We don't have depth. Ten Hag is the right manager. He needs to be backed. He needs to have clear outs. Get some players gone and get in his players. We don't need to repeat the cycle. Back him, give him seven players. Okay, this is what I want. $250,000. $250 million, let's say. Get me seven players. And no, I don't want this one player that, okay, we're gambling $100 million on this one player that he might work out. And if he doesn't, there's $100 million of your $250 million. No. You can get some decent players for some decent money. Man United need that. You know who needs to be in charge of the purchase of the players? A Jew. I'm being serious. Well, no, we don't pay that much. Sorry. Too much. Heck. My dad put a parking meter on the roof. That's why the Santa Claus never came to our house. Yeah, and at Halloween, my dad used to put like a candy machine out there. Sorry, kids. I need car parts. I mean, that's what's going to start happening. Like, on Halloween, you have people like car parts. I need car parts, kids. And they have, like, a candy vending machine. Put in 25 cents, you get a piece of gum. But, you know, I mean, we need Ten Hag. I mean, like, they want Ten Hag to fail just because they want him out. He needs to be properly backed. He needs to be properly backed. You need to get the players in. I mean, I'm sorry. I like Ten Hag. I do. And we got to keep him. He needs to be properly backed and then see what happens. Because I feel if you get rid of Ten Hag and you start all over again, you're going through the same cycle. Well, you are a blonde. And it's just ridiculous. I mean, we can't go through the cycle over and over again. We got to keep going. We got to trust the process and get. And we need to get some players. You can't sit there and get $200 million and get one player worth $100 million and then piss it away. Well, no. You got $100 million, get five players.
You're a good witness. Proud of you.
That's what I grew up saying when I was...
Did we get any mail at all?
Is there any in the box?
I didn't check. Did you check it today? I haven't seen any mail in the last week, so...
I'm giving you mail, but yeah. Folks... Got about 3 minutes left in the program. Thank you so much for tuning in. Something's got to turn around because that's what they do. They throw money away. Well, this player, that's what they do. There's an 80 million pound player. We'll take 125 for him. And on a great day, he's worth 80 million pounds. I mean, there are players in. He's a 55 million pound player and they get him for like 90. Because they... screw around.
I'm going to do this. It's the last week, right?
Yeah. Oh. So it's going to be interesting to see what happens. It's going to be interesting to see. You know, I mean, that's why we need to get the person that purchases be Jewish. That way we know we're saving money. Because they're frugal.
That's racist.
When I had a Jewish friend that said, hey, my dad used to put a parking meter on the roof on Christmas. That's why we never saw Santa Claus. And I'm like, let me guess, on Halloween, did they put like a candy machine outside and 25 cents? And she goes, oh, we weren't allowed to do Christmas or Halloween. She always wanted to go trick-or-treating because we never could. She never could. So it's just one of those things, folks. I'm going to thank you so much for tuning into the conversation. I really hope you feel a part of. I think we just need to trust in the process. It has nothing to do. I mean, I can't believe the people that 10 had chews against Luton Town. I can't believe that. Well, who does he have? He has no depth. I want to see the manager properly backed with at least 7 of his players that he wants. Not, well, we tried. Yeah, we're getting you whatever, and we're going to pay 5 times as much. No. If the player is worth $50 million, I want to see them. Holy crap, he's a $50 million player, and they got him for $35 million. Score. And if he didn't work out, oh, well. Not every player is going to work out. Not every player is going to work out. Some of them are, some of them aren't. But I want to see someone win. I'm tired of seeing 80 million pounds spent on a 40 million pound player. I'm tired of it. But I want to thank you so much for tuning into the conversation. I really hope you feel a part of it. I don't care where you live. Stand up for your rights and your freedoms while you still have them. Speak while you still can before you can't speak. How dare you? Remember, folks, put God first and watch him work. And with the firm alliance and the protection of divine providence, we mutually pledge each other our lives, our fortunes, and our sacred honor. Until this coming Wednesday, good night, and God bless you all. Goodbye.